For the second time that season, the Krakens gathered to welcome new rookies to the touchback. Quentin stood in the landing bay, John and Yasud at his side. The rest of the Krakens filtered in and formed their usual semicircle around the orange and black shuttle. Unlike the first time they'd welcomed rookies, Quentin sensed a tension among his teammates. Most of them hadn't been a part of the second trip to Prawat space. They didn't have any say regarding the new players. If they didn't want to be teammates with the Prawat, their only option was to quit. John punched Quentin in the shoulder.
This is wild, Q. Hey, are they going to eat us?
John, we were on their planet, remember? They didn't eat us then.
Well, maybe they like takeout better than delivery.
They're not going to eat us.
John's eyes narrowed.
What do they eat?
Uncle Johnny Dujour scrolled across John's face.
John, whatever they eat, it's not people, okay?
I'm probably delicious. You don't know.
Quentin looked around the landing bay. The key gathered together in a dense cluster, as usual. Five of the team's six Quith warriors were there. The warriors seemed on edge, as if they expected trouble. All of the heavy G players stood by, as did the humans, both races, looking a bit nervous, but not as wired as the warriors. And then Quentin realized what was missing. There were no Sklorno in the shuttle bay.
Hey guys, where are the ladies?
John and Yasu looked around, both seemingly just as surprised as the Sklorno players weren't there.
It beats me. Oh, hey, don't the Sklorno hate the Prawat and Versa Vicey?
Oh yeah, those races have been slaughtering each other for centuries. No one of the ladies on here.
Hokor stood near the shuttle, waiting for the side door to open. There was no sign of Greedock. Quentin quickly walked over to Hokor.
Coach, where are the Sklorno?
Hokor adjusted the Kraken's ball cap on his head.
They asked if they could skip the welcome session. Greedock agreed.
Unacceptable. We can't have players opt out of meeting rookies because they don't like their species.
So you, Quentin Barnes, are unhappy because players are being racist?
Yes, Coach, I'm unhappy. And you should be too.
You think I like this? I have orders from Greedock.
Greedock isn't here. You are. Tell the shuttle pilot to keep the door shut.
What? Why would I tell him that?
Quentin pointed at the shuttle.
Because we are not opening that until the entire team is here to welcome new players.
Hokor's eyes swirled with threads of green. Quentin knew that Hokor agreed with him, but was torn between what he thought was right and the orders of his Shamakov.
Coach, it's your team. You are a Quith leader. Make a decision.
Hokor's eye cleared. He turned to face the shuttle.
Computer?
Yes, Coach Hokor.
Tell the shuttle pilot to keep his cargo door closed. Have him tell his passengers that there will be a brief delay before the welcoming ceremony begins.
Yes, Coach Hokor.
The coach pointed a pedipal pan toward the internal airlock door.
What are you waiting for, Barnes? Go tell the Sklorno to stop grab-assing and get in here.
Chodo, Kimberlin, Mumo, come with me.
Together, four races of football players left the landing deck and headed for the Sklorno section of the ship. Quentin and the others walked through the madly painted corridors of the touchback's Sklorno section. He saw every color imaginable, bizarre combinations and mixed patterns that spread from floor to wall and wall to ceiling, with no concept of boundaries. He walked past the four oblong doors until he reached his destination, Haywick's room. Haywick was a 7-year upper-tier veteran. She was 15 years old, one of the oldest active players on the team. Most importantly, she was Quentin's number one receiver. That made the other Sklorno idolize her, made her their de facto leader. Quentin knew that all 15 of the Kraken Sklorno players would be in her room. Quentin knocked.
Haywick, open the door!
The door slid open. Inside stood Haywick, her see-through body trembling with a combination of fear, anticipation, and excitement. Behind her in the entryway stood Milford, Berea, and the Awa sisters, Halua and Wahiawa. Behind them stood the rest of the Sklorno, a 5-foot-tall wide corridor thick with clear bodies, black skeletons, and twitching eye stalks.
Quentin Barnes! How may I serve your holy holiness?
Quentin glared at her. He pointed a finger back down the main corridor.
You can get your butts to the landing bay to welcome your new teammates.
New teammates?
Haywick started to lightly jump up and down. The Sklorno behind her followed suit.
We have new players! Exciting, exciting!
Of course you have new teammates. The Prawat defensive backs.
The jumping stopped.
Quentin Barnes, what do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean. Our four new Prawat teammates just arrived from the Combine.
Haywick's eye stalks waved aimlessly, body language that showed confusion in her kind.
But that is impossible! possible, Quentin Barnes! Prawat or the devil! The devil cannot be a teammate! That is just silly!
Milford started jumping up and down.
I know, I know! The godling Quentin Barnes makes a funny joke! We laugh like football players!
All 15 of the Sklorno started chittering in a bizarre impression of a human laugh.
Knock it off!
15 clear bodies stopped chittering and started quivering.
Whatever this is, it ends. Now. You will come with me and welcome our new teammates to the franchise.
Haywick's eye stalks went rigid.
No.
All of the Sklorno leaned forward just a bit. They suddenly looked more like a mob of angry sentients than the giddy, goofy players he had known for 3.5 years. Haywick's chin plate opened. Her raspers unrolled, dangled nearly to the floor.
Prowit are the devil. The devil cannot play football. It is impossible, Quentin Barnes. You have been tricked.
The last sentence sent a visible ripple through the Sklorno. Some of them backed away from Haywick, as if she'd just blasphemed High One himself. Others leaned in closer to her, perhaps in support. The concept of a holy being making a mistake seemed to be difficult for them to swallow. Quentin hadn't anticipated any of this. The Sklorno always seemed ready to go with the flow, eager to do whatever he or Hokor asked. But here they were, caught up in their racial hatred and planting their feet against his requests. Quentin didn't know how many millions of Sklorno had died at the hands of Prawat, but at that moment, it didn't matter. In this franchise, racism would not be tolerated.
Haywick, look at everyone with me here. Chota the Bright, a Quith warrior. Michael Kimberlin, a heavy G. Mumo Kilowee, a key. Me, a human. And you, a Sklorno. We all play together. We will win a championship together. It'll be no different with the Prawat.
Haywick's eye stalks waved independent of each other.
But it is impossible, Quentin Barnes. Prawat must be killed on sight. Murder, murder, murder!
Kill him!
The other Sklorno started hopping madly. A few minutes ago, Haywick had seemed about as dangerous as a 300-pound see-through teddy bear. Now Quentin felt her pure aggression. For the first time, he knew what it was like to stand in front of a race that had exterminated 2 sentient species, that had waged war across the galaxy, whose soldiers had been known to kill and eat anything they fought. Quentin felt fear. He clenched his jaw, his hands balled into fists. Haywick wasn't a soldier. She was an Ionith Kraken, and she would behave accordingly. Quentin leaned in until his nose was only inches from Haywick's head. He could see through her face, see the translucent brain sitting beneath her dense crop of black hair. Her eye stalks had to bend out and turn in to look at him.
Haywick, you don't have to like them, but you will play with them. You will get your asses to that landing bay. You will welcome your new teammates. You will not start a fight or act aggressively. If you don't do what I say, I will never throw you another pass as long as you live.
Quentin's words sent another ripple through all the Sklorno in the room. To catch a pass was a blessing, a Sklorno's grand moment of existence. To never catch a pass again was like sending a holy man to a living hell. Quentin felt a hand on his shoulder.
Quentin, maybe you should...
Quentin slapped the hand away. This wasn't about racism or hatred anymore. Haywick was challenging Quentin's leadership. Quentin leaned in even closer. Haywick did the same. His forehead touched her face. Her raspers dangled and twitched, a pair of 3-foot-long, tooth-covered tongues that could instantly rip flesh from his limbs.
We are a team. If you're not a part of that team, I'll run you out of this franchise, and you can go catch passes somewhere else.
Haywick's eye stalks moved like sluggish snakes. She radiated anger. He sensed the tension both from the Sklorno in front of him and his teammates standing behind him. One wrong move, and this corridor would erupt into a bloody brawl. And then Haywick leaned back just a bit.
We will go to the landing bay.
Quentin nodded and stepped back out of the doorway. 15 Sklorno shot out of Haywick's room and sprinted down the hall. Quentin turned to his teammates.
Come on, we have to be there when the shuttle opens.